joining us now. Very excited to introduce my next guest. Let me be the first on these airways, I guess, to say Congressman Jerry Carl joins us on the line. Congressman, how are you this morning?
I'm fantastic, Jeff, and thank you so much for inviting me to be on the day after the swearing in. This is my first radio, and I'm glad to do it with you.
Well, I'm very honored that you would pick this this forum to do that. Let's get right into it. That experience, you sworn in. It's a big day for you and your family. I know it's a little different now with COVID-19. I guess they had really scaled back some of the festivities, quote unquote. But talk a little bit about, you know, you're now officially, after all the election and everything, you're now formally, officially a member of the United States House of Representatives.
Well, there's a lot of young people up here that are very smart. And I've had yesterday they made sure I was at the right place at the right time, had the information I needed. They made sure I had my voting card on me and the things that you would think and take for granted. But as a new member, you're so busy trying to make sure you don't make mistakes, you're going to make mistakes. But it's probably the most humbling experience I've ever been through. Of course, we got sworn in last night. We were supposed to be sworn in somewhere between 11 and 12 yesterday, and it got, COVID reasons, it got pushed off to about 5:30 or 6 local time here. So we did get sworn in. My family is still up here. They were here yesterday. I could only have one family member actually up in the loft area there. You probably understand the terms better than I do, but the rest of my family was in my office watching it on TV. But it was very humbling to know that, you know, South Alabama District 1 actually picked me to come here to represent them. So, but I'm excited. We're good to go.
Well, I mean, congratulations, and we, you know, obviously wish you the best. Let's talk about something you were talking about off air. You made it a point to go talk to some of the guys across the aisle, make some friends on the Democrat side, and you think there's merit in doing so?
Of course there is. I mean, the quicker we learn to work together, you know, the better off this country will be. That doesn't mean I agree with the leadership on the other side. I think they're doing some pretty tacky stuff. I've already experienced some of that, but those people on the other side, they're equal to me. They have a vote. They have their own ideas and they answer to their own people. But I've met a couple of friends that are Democrats, one's from Hawaii and the other one's from Michigan, through the freshman orientation. And I just wanted to make a point yesterday while walking over there and high-fiving them and congratulating them on being sworn in. And you know, I just wanted them to know that I appreciate the job they're doing. Doesn't mean we're going to always agree, obviously. We do get some pressure put on us, so I'm told, sometimes to vote some ways. Hopefully, you know, we can break bread one day. And talking about the other two, we can break bread and come up with some ideas. Maybe we can change the way things happen up there. You never know. You certainly are not going to get it done unless you take time and try. You know, try to be sociable and working with the folks. So I'm excited. I'm excited for them, and I wanted them to know that.
Yeah, because, you know, just to peek behind the curtain here, I guess a lot of people, well, you know, you're watching Fox News or listening to talk radio, and you think it's just y'all are at each other's throats all the time. But there is kind of an understanding. You're set up there to do a job. And you're going to have to, you know, coexist. And it's not just ideological warfare 24/7.
No, and you don't want that. I mean, Sonny Callahan was probably the best in the world at that. And I had one of the old Republicans that's been in office 40 years talking to me yesterday about Sonny. And he said Sonny was the best he'd ever seen because Sonny would have dinner with Tip O'Neill or a drink every night. And they'd get the whole day worked out, the direction they were going. And the next day, it was done. I mean, this wasn't arguing. There wasn't a lot of debate. There's a lot of grandstanding now, both sides. A lot of grandstanding. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants their picture on CNN. I'm one of those type people. I try my best to stay out from in front of a camera. I don't mind sharing with people in my district, but I'm just not one to try to get out front. Okay. So do you see a lot of that here? a lot of that here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's, I think it's just a byproduct of political ambition, perhaps. But let's talk about, the story of the hour, this effort to get some answers, I think, at least, about what happened on November 3rd. But you're deciding, you have formally declared you're going to back the bid to challenge a certification, if I'm not mistaken, unless there's some answers what do you think of the idea of a commission? Where are you, I guess, technically on this idea of what will happen on January 6th?
Well, we will have, the Republican Party will be briefed. The Republican congressman will be briefed. I'm getting my days mixed up here. So we vote on Thursday. It's Thursday the 6th. Today's 4th, 5th, 6th. No, we will be briefed tomorrow. We've got a couple-hour briefing that they'll share some stuff with us, pros and cons, on the issue. And there is a huge movement up here to obviously support that. Mo Brooks is I think, signed on that bill. And, I said from the very beginning, I didn't like what I saw. And the more it built up, I really have some strong questions, and I've said from the very beginning, I can't support it. I can support this movement now, but I couldn't support anything until I saw that evidence. I think some of that stuff coming out of Georgia, and you look at the votes, the ballots that they're pulling out from underneath the table, I think that's what really kicked me over the edge. And I thought long and hard about this, because if it does switch, and Congress is able and Senate is able to pick who our next president is from this process, there's going to be some real problems here. And I've given it a lot of prayer. Brother Fred, my pastor, passed away yesterday. I got to spend some time with him last week, and I talked to him about this, and we prayed together about it. And it's I don't take it lightly at all. It's not an anger vote. It's a vote of, I've got to have some answers. I think the people in my district deserve some answers, because right now all they see is the problem, and no one seems to want to answer the hard questions. You know, for example, pulling those ballots out from underneath the table. Has anybody put those people under oath and found out what truly happened? I mean, having a light conversation over the telephone is one thing, but putting someone under oath to find out what truly transpired there, I think, is important to this country. And if we don't make that point now, do we try to make it next time it happens? Do we do it 3 times after it happens? No, it's time now. This country deserves to have we Americans deserve to cast our vote and know that it truly counts. But right now, there's just so many if on. But what's going to happen, I don't know. I heard you, I caught the tail end of your conversation a while ago. I think you were answering one of the questions. I tell you, it's a strong movement up here. It's really going to be very—I don't know how to put it—but it's pitting brother against brother on some of these. It's really an unusual situation. But there are quite a few congressmen, quite a few House members, quite a few senators that are going to support this and ask that those electoral votes not be voted on.
Well, I would assume you're hearing from your constituents now.
Oh my gosh.
They are decidedly on the side of what you've decided to do. I mean, is that a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. I've gotten out of all the calls, all the texts, all the emails, I think I've had 2, maybe 3, that are disappointed that I would actually support it. I've gotten several calls from outside of our district. They flooded us yesterday from California, calling in lodging complaints. I'm not going to listen to complaints out of California. I will promise you that. So they're literally wasting their time. But yeah, I mean, everyone's upset. I know we've got a couple of buses coming up here on the 6th. I'm told they briefed us this morning in a meeting. That there's going to be quite a few people up here, and they're worried about the security aspect of it. So they're encouraging us to, kind of stay low and stay out of the way and let people express themselves the way they constitutionally are able to do, thank God. So But it's some very strange times. Even, again, a conversation yesterday with a congressman that's been here 40 years, he said he has never, ever seen anything quite like this in his life. And he wasn't being negative. He wasn't supporting it. He wasn't against it. He was just talking about the air up here and how people are actually moving. On the bright side, he also told me, he says, I've never seen a freshman class as smart as the group you've got coming in. He said, virtually every one of you are businessmen. And that's, I think that's one thing. And we're common people. It's a common thread up here when you talk to the freshmen, that they seem to just be common people. And that's what he was pointing out to me yesterday, which I find that exciting.
Joy Bikes.
I really do.
Congressman Jerry Carl here on the program. Congressman, I guess the next thing is the kind of the business, some of the housekeeping, a new member here. Walk us through that. Are you looking at committee assignments are you piecing together your priorities? Where do you stand on today?
Well, we vote later today on a package of the rules that are put together, which there are some crazy, crazy stuff in the rules. They're going to set it up where we cannot refer to husband, wife, daughter, or son, or mother, something like that. I don't exactly know how we're going to talk. If you can't call your mother your mother, what do you call her? I mean, they want to take, you know, this completely out, and I'm just so confused. But obviously some of us are going to get in trouble. This bill will pass. You won't see a single Republican vote for it. You'll probably see some Democrats vote against it, we're hoping, because it just doesn't make good sense. They're also wanting to curtail any social media post. They basically want you to have prior approval of anything that you or your staff post on social media, which that's your First Amendment rights where I'm from, but that's also going to be in this package. And you're going to see, especially the freshman class, they're pretty outspoken. You're going to see some of those get in trouble. They've already told us they'll pull us up from the Ethics Commission, and they'll make a big stink out of us. So, but anyway, with that said, that's going to be our next vote. Committee assignments, we're still working on where we're at right now. We don't know how many we're going to have on what committee because the numbers have changed. We've taken, obviously, some Republicans have taken more seats, so therefore our committee numbers should expand. So far, Nancy Pelosi has not allowed them to expand. She wants to keep the numbers the same. And Kevin McCarthy is not going to settle for that. He'll fight it to the bitter end. But when it all gets said and done and we find out what the mix will actually be on each committee, that's when the leadership will actually sit down and start divvying up the committees. I'm working very, very hard to get on the HASS committee, the Armed Service Committee. That's obviously has a lot to do with also and Ingalls Shipyard right across the state line. That's 3,000 jobs there that live in my district. 4,000 at also. So we need to protect those jobs and protect this country with some pretty neat vessels that they build. Agriculture is one that's true, dear to my heart. The ag community has supported me from day one. I'm trying my best to get on the Ag Committee. Lots and lots of freshmen are trying to get on the Ag Committee, which is unusual, I'm told. And then natural resources, that's my third option, which the more I look at natural resources, the more my background in forestry actually would probably behoove me to be on that one. So we'll see. I'll get what they give me, but I've made my case, talked to all 65 steering members, and made my case individually with each one of them over the last month. So we'll just see how good of a job I did.
Congressman, I know it's when you're the freshman lawmaker, particularly the minority party here, having legislative priorities, you may be waiting a while, but have you given much consideration to anything like that?
You know, to be honest, Jeff, so far I've just focused on getting in and not stumping my toe and embarrassing the folks in South Alabama. I've got my staff. We will start putting those thoughts together. I know there's one Second Amendment bill that they're putting together up here. I was trying to remember. There's another one that came up yesterday. But there's nothing that I want to talk about at this moment, because we'll start putting that together. Not like there's a big secret there, but I want to make sure what I'm doing, we can actually get some footing and possibly get something done.
Well, I guess that's pretty standard fare. You don't come in on day one and expect to change the world. You got to take a cautious approach.
Well, that's true. I mean, our constituents want us to come in blazing guns, and there's a time for that. There's a place for that. But right now, I'm just, you know, up here, it's all about the number of votes. Everybody up here is trying to be seen, trying to be heard, trying to get their thoughts put across. The abortion, the right to life is an important one to me. I'm obviously pro-life. So that's something that we're going to look very close at and see what we can do. But you don't want to, if you know something's going to fail, I mean, if you truly know it's going to fail and it's not going to make an effect, you really want to spend your time doing that, pushing it. You know, you may want to keep your powder dry, because it looks like 2022, unless something happens, you will see the Congress being taken over by the Republican Party. It's leaning that way. There's so many purple districts right now. The Democrat Party is obviously very nervous up here. Yesterday, you saw Pelosi only win the Speaker of the House by 7. So anything can happen, but you want to be smart, make those moves when it's time to make those moves.
Congressman,
the legislature that you want to get pushed through.
Congressman, we're out of time here, but I want to thank you for speaking to us this morning, and we're really looking forward to seeing what the future has in store for you.
Well, this is the district office up here. Anytime anybody's up here, please come by. We would love to help you with tours or help you find your way around. But thank you so much for having me on. And thank the folks in District 1 for their vote, for their support. I won't embarrass you. We will get the job done. Just be patient. Let me get my feet up under me.
Congressman, as always, we appreciate it. We'll do it again real soon.
Thank you. Take care.
That was Congressman Jerry Carl on the program.